Safe and fun for the whole family, 88.9 Shine FM. And every Wednesday, I check in with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we've been talking about five ways to build a better life through design thinking. So we started with being curious. And then last week, we had the second topic, which I've just now forgotten. There you go.
That's right. And today it's reframing. So how to reframe problems. And again, this is based on co-founders Evans and Burnett, who run the organization Designing Your Life and offer these workshops at Stanford and now worldwide. Each and every one of us have a set of icky thoughts that stand in the way of our confidence. These are dysfunctional beliefs. We can kick these negative thoughts by reframing them. So one of the things that Evans and Burnett teach in their course is reframing is how designers get unstuck. When you reframe the problem, you make sure you are working on the right problem. Life design involved 12 key reframes. We're not going to cover all of those, obviously, today.
Okay.
But they support us to move into new solutions instead of getting stuck in negative thinking. Mm-hmm. Unless a challenge is physically insurmountable, the only thing stopping you from being your best is in your mind.
Mm.
Avoid the woe is me framework. It's easy to fall back into. Build your way to the solution. Don't worry about having all the answers until you've started prototyping. So here's the challenge. Write down 2 to 3 thoughts or beliefs that you have that are currently limiting your potential. This can be, I can't afford to do X. I'm not X enough to do X. Now, crumple those up. Throw them in the garbage. This is one of the major ways that we move ahead in creating the life that we want.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. That's a good idea. Mark it down and then get rid of it.
Yeah, and it's the continued get rid of it because it's probably going to come back.
True.
But it is learning how to be acquainted with your thought life and to decouple, we call it. So that thought is separate from me and that I can try stuff, again, going back to last session, and see how this fits for me. Okay. Does it bring me joy? Does it not? Am I surprised by how much I actually don't like it or I really do like it? I have more skills than I thought. Again, by reframing problems, we become more creative.
Okay. Well, I like that. And of course, this kind of topic this month or a whole bunch of other topics can be handled when somebody stops by Eckert Center, hey?
That's right. So north or south location, or of course you can do your sessions online, and we really encourage you to go ahead and go to eckertcenter.com. You can click the appointment button and get started, but this is a really practical way that you can engage in counseling services. If you're a new graduate, you've got that degree, but you still don't know what you want to be now that you're, quote, grown up, this is a great opportunity to begin this process of designing your life. Or perhaps you're an adult who feels stuck in a rut. This is another opportunity for you to come in and work with one of our counselors on our team.
Indeed. We've all been there. It's good to get the help. So eckertcenter.com, you can find out more and possibly win a free consultation right now. Who's that going to go to, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5, 403-276-8888. Well, I think we'll be wrapping up this topic next week on Wednesday. So, Kimberly, have a wonderful day today.
You as well, Mike.